Welcome to the Deep Dive. You've brought us a really fascinating paper today. It takes a close look at something a lot of you probably know, at least by name, lean management.
That's right. And usually when people think lean, they think, you know, efficiency, cutting waste, maybe specific tools like 5S or Kanban. It's very often about the technical side, the systems, the flow.
Absolutely. And those technical bits, they're powerful, no doubt. Well studied. But this paper, it digs into a question that, well, maybe gets less airtime. What about the social side? You know, the people actually using the tools, the teams involved, the company culture. How do these two sides, the tech and the people, how do they really interact?
Exactly. And the paper frames Lean using this really core concept, a socio-technical system, or STS. It's this idea that technology and people, they're fundamentally linked. They constantly shape each other. You can't just tweak one without affecting the other.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is really to unpack some pretty surprising findings from this research. We're going to look at that interplay, that dynamic between the technical and social parts of Lean, how the technical side, believe it or not, can actually create its own tensions, and then how the social side, the people element, is really key to managing those tensions. And finally, what happens when they work together properly in synergy? What does that mean for performance, not just for the company, but, you know, for individuals, for teams, for your actual experience at work?
Yeah, it's a look that goes way beyond just the checklists and the process maps. It gets into Lean as a living, breathing system.
Okay, so let's start right there. This socio-technical system idea, it's not brand new, is it?
Yeah.
You mentioned studies like way back. British coal mines.
Exactly. The STS idea really got going back in the 1950s. Researchers were studying these British coal mines where they'd brought in new tech, hoping for more efficiency. Technically, yeah, it should have worked, but what happened was performance actually went down. And social problems, conflicts, they went up. They realized you couldn't just parachute in new tech or change a process on its own. The social system, how people work together, their roles, the culture, it was completely tied up with the technical system.
Okay.
So for things to work best, you had to design and manage both systems together. Joint optimization.
It's that classic lesson, isn't it? Just focus on the tech, forget the people, and things, well, they tend to go sideways. And the paper makes the point that even though Lean is often seen as an STS, most of the research really has focused heavily on those technical tools.
Precisely. And that's the gap this paper wanted to tackle. They did a big systematic review, looked at 58 studies on Lean. But here's the really interesting part of their method. They use something called process theorizing.
Process theorizing. Okay. Sounds a bit academic. Can you break that down for us? What does that mean simply?
Think of it like this. A lot of research takes a snapshot. You know, if we do X, we get Y. Cause and effect, static. Process theorizing is more like watching the movie instead of just seeing the photo.
Okay, I like that.
It asks, how does X actually unfold? How does it interact with everything else over time to eventually lead to Y? It's about understanding the dynamics, the evolution, the ongoing interactions. And for something as complex and, frankly, messy as implementing Lean in a real company, understanding that process is absolutely crucial. They use this kind of antecedents, phenomenon, consequences logic to map it out, what leads to what, step by step, over time.
That makes a lot more sense. It's not just what you do, but how it all plays out dynamically.
Okay.
Okay, let's get into the first really big finding then. Proposition one. This focuses on the technical side of Lean. Now, we know the tools work, generally speaking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The paper definitely confirms the known benefits. Practices like just-in-time, total quality management, 5S, Kanban, value stream mapping, visual stuff, they definitely boost operational efficiency. The research backs that up. They can even help improve problem-solving skills, make the workplace safer. That part's not really the surprise.
Okay, right. So here's where it gets, as you said, really interesting. Proposition one claims that the Lean technical subsystem itself, it actually has inherent tensions baked in, tensions that can limit how effective it is.
Exactly. And that feels a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? The very tools designed to smooth things out can actually create their own kind of friction. The paper talks about two main types of tension coming straight from the technical side. First, paradoxical tensions.
Paradoxical.
Yeah, these are like opposing forces that are actually interdependent. They push against each other, but they also kind of need each other.
like trying to pull in two directions at once, but both directions matter.
Pretty much. A classic example they give is standardization, which is, you know, central to tools like VSM or 5S, versus the lean idea of empowering workers, giving them autonomy, encouraging continuous improvement. How do you have a strict standard and tell people to constantly change and improve it? That's a built-in tension right there.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a real balancing act for anyone trying to implement this stuff.
Definitely. And now, with all the new digital tech coming in, Industry 4.0 being integrated with lean, you get other paradoxes, like the performing paradox. That's the tension between trying to keep things running efficiently right now while also dealing with the complexity and disruption of bringing in new digital tools. You're performing and transforming simultaneously.
Mm.
And there's also a learning paradox, the tension between relying on the knowledge you already have, the stuff that's worked, versus adopting the new knowledge needed for lean itself or for these new technologies. Old versus new ways of knowing.
Okay, so paradoxical tensions are these sort of coexisting push-pull forces. What was the second type of tension?
Right. The second type is dialectical tensions. These are more like direct contradictions, opposing forces that really clash and create genuine friction or conflict.
Like a head-on collision.
Sort of. The paper found, for instance, that bringing in Industry 4.0 stuff alongside core lean practices like JIT, well, it can create real apprehension among workers.
Uh-oh.
Fears about jobs being automated, maybe reluctance to learn or use new tech that feels complex or involves a lot of data tracking. It's a direct conflict between the way the tech is going and people's sense of security or comfort. Even something like value stream mapping, VSM, when it's first rolled out, the changes it requires can cause real uncertainty and stress because it messes with familiar routines.
Wow. Okay. So Proposition 1 is basically saying that the very tools we use to make things efficient and smooth can, just by existing, create stress, uncertainty, friction, and potentially hold back the benefits we expect. At all levels, the individual worker, the team, the whole organization.
That's the core insight from Proposition 1, yeah. The technical system's design isn't neutral. It actively shapes the work environment and can generate its own set of challenges.
Okay, let's unpack this then. If the technical side naturally creates these tensions, how do companies actually get lean to work? How do they handle it? This must be where Proposition 2 and the social side come in.
Exactly right. Proposition 2 finds that the social subsystem, the people side, plays this absolutely critical active role in managing, navigating, and ultimately kind of taming these tensions that the tech side throws up.
So what are we talking about when we say social subsystem here? What pieces does the paper mention?
It's really all the people dynamics, things like employee empowerment, giving people real control, training and development programs, how jobs and tasks are actually designed, collaboration across different teams or departments, you know, breaking down silos. Then there's management involvement, leadership style, the shared beliefs and values in the company, good teamwork, and the overall organizational culture. Ideally, a culture that's flexible, adaptable, embraces continuous improvement.
And how exactly do these sort of human and cultural factors help smooth out the rough edges created by the technical system?
Well, they act like shock absorbers, maybe, and enablers. So, for instance, having strong cross-functional teams working together helps manage that belonging paradox we mentioned, balancing your individual job with being part of the team effort.
Right.
And training and development, that's obviously key for helping people deal with the learning paradox. It bridges the gap between their current skills and what's needed for new lean processes or maybe new digital tools.
So it's about equipping people, giving them the tools and confidence to handle the changes.
Exactly. And then the broader stuff, like having leaders who are genuinely supportive, keeping communication really open, making sure everyone understands how their work fits into the big picture and creates value, planning ahead, and truly empowering employees. These things are vital for tackling those bigger organizing and performing paradoxes.
Yeah.
Especially when you're mixing lean with digitalization.
Okay.
And just cultivating that agile, continuous improvement culture makes it easier to adjust things, maybe change structures, when those more direct dialectical tensions inevitably pop up.
It sounds like the social side is almost like the essential infrastructure.
Yeah.
The human infrastructure and the cultural environment needed to make the technical system actually work well and stick around. It's what helps build lean, make it routine, and keep it going by actively dealing with the problems it creates.
That's a great way to put it. That's essentially what Proposition 2 is highlighting. The social subsystem isn't just nice to have, it's the necessary partner, the tension tamer.
Okay, so we have the technical side creating tensions, the social side managing them. What happens when you get that balance right? When you bring them together effectively, this must be Proposition 3, talking about a symbiotic relationship.
That's it. When the social and technical parts are integrated, but not just slapped together, integrated in a balanced and strategic way, they don't just coexist. They create this powerful synergy. They become symbiotic. Each one actually makes the other more effective.
Amplifying each other. And the paper shows this synergy pays off everywhere.
Absolutely. The positive effects ripple out across every level. So at the individual level, people report things like higher job satisfaction, better health and safety on the job, feeling more engaged with their work, and even feeling less burned out or exhausted.
Wow, that's huge. That goes way beyond just counting widgets produced. It's about the actual human experience of doing the work.
Totally. Then, at the group level, this synergy fosters better team psychological safety.
Meaning people feel safe speaking up, taking risks.
Exactly. Which leads to better collaboration, sharing knowledge more freely, and teams getting much better at solving problems together. They just function better as a unit.
Makes sense. And for the whole organization, the big picture.
At the organizational level, the paper connects this integrated approach to more effective lean implementation overall, obviously superior operational efficiency, but also critically enhanced dynamic capabilities.
Dynamic capabilities. What exactly does that mean here?
Think of it as the company's knack for sensing what's changing in the market, threats, opportunities, and then being able to shift resources, change processes, and adapt quickly.
So being agile, basically.
Being truly agile, yes. In today's world, that ability to adapt is everything. This integrated socio-technical view of lean actually helps build that capability. And it also drives process innovation, not just making current processes better, but actually coming up with entirely new and better ways of doing things.
So the real prize for treating lean as this socio-technical system isn't just tweaking efficiency numbers. It's about achieving this sustainable, multi-level boost in performance, in people's well-being, and in the organization's fundamental ability to adapt and innovate for the future. Proposition 3 really drives that home.
Yeah, it's the difference between just kind of doing lean practices and truly being lean as a whole, connected, adaptable system.
So let's bring this home. Why does this deep dive into this specific paper matter directly to you listening right now?
Well, if you're involved in any way with implementing lean, leading a team using lean, or even just working within a lean system, or frankly, any system where tech and people have to mesh, which is, let's face it, most workplaces today.
Pretty much everywhere, yeah.
Then understanding this dynamic is just fundamental. It's absolutely essential.
Because it explains why just focusing on the tools can be so frustrating.
Right.
Right? That common experience of rolling out a new process and hitting unexpected resistance.
Exactly. The paper really drives home that just mapping value streams, doing your 5S audits, putting up Kanban boards, it's simply not enough. If you ignore the social side, if you don't invest properly in training, build the right kind of supportive culture, ensure leaders are engaged, foster collaboration, really empower people, you're not just missing potential benefits. You could actually be creating the conditions for those tensions and pushback we talked about. You might be undermining the very technical improvements you're trying to make.
The takeaway message for anyone involved in lean, managers, leaders, team members, seems incredibly clear from this research then.
It really is. Balance is everything. You can't just obsess over the technical blueprint. Yeah. Leaders and managers need to be just as strategic, just as intentional about designing and nurturing the social side of the system.
And that means?
It means tailoring things to your specific situation, your context. It means prioritizing good, relevant training. It means leaders being actively involved and supportive. It means genuinely breaking down barriers to collaboration. The paper uses the term joint optimization, deliberately designing and managing both the social and the technical systems together, side by side, to get the best results.
This deep dive really hammers home that lean isn't just a toolbox. It's this complex, living, dynamic socio-technical system. And its real success, its ability to handle bumps in the road, create that positive synergy, and deliver real improvements across the board, hinges entirely on that balanced, symbiotic dance between the people and the processes.
Well said. And, you know, the paper leaves us with some really thought-provoking questions for the future, too. Given how critical that social side is, they point out we still need to figure out more about the best timing for bringing in those human-focused practices.
Oh, interesting. Like, when in the lean journey is the best moment to focus on empowerment versus, say, cross-functional team building for maximum impact?
Exactly. Does the timing matter? Probably. But how much and when? We don't fully know yet.
Fascinating. What else?
They also suggest we need more research on the specific role of authentic leaders. How does a leader's genuine personal style actually influence that whole dynamic between the technical demands of lean and how people respond and engage?
Those are great questions. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How much more potential could we unlock in our organizations if we got even smarter, even more intentional about when and how we weave that crucial human element into all our technical systems and processes? Something to think about.